If I could have your attention here in the media center, we'll continue on with today's post-race NASCAR Xfinity Series media availability for the 16th annual Coca-Cola Firecracker 250 at Daytona. We're now joined by race winner William Byron, driver of the number 9 Exalta Vortex Chevrolet for Junior Motorsports. It's his second victory in as many weeks. You're making this a regular occurrence, dude. And it is his first win ever, of course, here at the World Center of Racing. Just how does it feel to come in and pull that car into victory lane here at Daytona International Speedway? It has to be a sweet feeling.
Yeah, it feels really cool. It's you know, it's definitely special winning here at Daytona, and just getting a win anywhere is really neat. So just really proud of the whole team. Really cool to get back-to-back wins. That feels awesome, and didn't expect this one. So we started in the back, got some strategy, got some good moves, and got up there and was able to kind of hold the lead for a while, and just a great race for us.
Okay, we'll open the floor up for questions. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless microphone to you. We'll start with Caleb.
Caleb Whistler, Speedway Digest. With the red flags during this race today, how hard was it for you to get the momentum and the mojo throughout the event?
I don't know about momentum, but I think just staying cool and everything, it's definitely humid. But I mean, really, it's a lot easier when you're up front and your guys get you there. And we just had really good pit stops. We had really good execution, strategy, you know, and then we got a good run on a couple restarts, which got us, I think we're 16th to second or something like that. And then the one had to pit. So got the lead there and was able to hold it for a while.
Additional questions for William? Chris?
Yeah, Chris Boyle, Daytona Beach News Journal. Elliot was in here a little earlier, and he talked about restart strategy. You guys had talked about it a little bit yesterday, so how were you able to defend him off, kind of having him know what you were going to do a little bit?
It's difficult, but I think he, you know, him being my teammate, he's really helped me a lot. I mean, Elliot's been the biggest help for me out of anyone in the garage, so he's, you know, really looking out for me, and that's really cool. And all my teammates, Justin, Michael, you know, it's really neat when you have four cars that you know are going to work together, and that's really key on these tracks. You can't, two is better than one. So, you know, I think I was able to get a push from the five to get out front one time, and then a push from the one at the end really is what got us to win.
Go next to Alan.
Congratulations on your win. Alan Slotarczynski with Space Coast Daily. How does it feel to get a win for Junior Motorsports knowing this is Daytona this weekend?
It's cool. Yeah, he's won like 17 times here, so I didn't expect to get a win here this early. But, you know, it's really hard to win here, and for him to win 17 times is pretty amazing. So we definitely watch a lot of tape from him and watch how he does the side draft and everything, and was watching that throwback race a couple days ago, 2004 or whatever. So he definitely knows how to do it, and it's really cool to learn from him and get up here.
Go to your right here to Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net, PRN, hey bud. Some would argue that technically you may have won the Michigan race, but what is it about you that gets on these streaks? You did this in the truck series as well. Do you see this continuing? Why all of a sudden do you just click?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you know, I've been extremely blessed. I think you know, you got to have good fortune to win these races, and I feel like the other thing is just the confidence that it brings when you do win, and you go back to the track and you don't know, or you know how to win. You know what it feels like in those in situations when you're on the front row or whatever on a restart. So once you get that feeling in your mind and your team gets it, kind of builds that momentum, and you know, you try to keep that as much as you can. You try and keep everything positive. I think you know, there were plenty of times when we could have kind of given up on this weekend. Obviously, the weather's been a pain, and we had to start in the back, and then we had another issue. We had to pit and everything, so we could have gotten frustrated, but luckily we were able to rebound, and luck was on our side, and we were able to miss some wrecks and get up there.
Go over here to Brad.
Brad Norman with NASCAR.com. This is the second week in a row on Twitter I've seen Chase and some others use the hashtag Willie B when congratulating you. I'm just curious the origin of that nickname. Like, do you like it? Do they just give it to you whether you like it or not?
I don't know if I like it, but I think it's definitely out there. So I don't know. I guess my name's too long, but it's cool. It's cool that, you know, those guys are supporting me. It's really neat that Chase is out there supporting me. He's been a big help to me. We had a call a couple weeks ago, and we're talking about different things and just kind of persevering through some tough races and stuff like that. And it just really started to click after that. I think just doing the best I could all the time and maximizing everything. And then our team, as a group, we just started to really come together. And Dave and I have spent a lot of time kind of working with that relationship. And that's more important than I thought it was going to be. And I think that's been the key to success.
Yeah, and I was going to follow up on that too. I'm sure you have a good relationship with Dale. He's your team owner, but you're also kind of a Hendrick guy. Do you have a relationship with Chase and with Jimmy and those guys as well? And how does that work?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the whole motto at Team Hendrick and really at JRM too is to work together. So we're out there riding together. I'm kind of on a different schedule, so I can't ride with them over the weekend on the bike and everything. But during the week, we're talking, and every chance we get, really, it's really as much you want to reach out, you can reach out. And I feel like it's been a great relationship. It's really cool to drive for Mr. Hendrick and Dale, and everyone's really open book. So it's a really great program.
We'll go upstairs to the press box for a question.
Yeah, Chris Knight, catchfence.com. William, congratulations on the win. Now that you've got two in a row, I was just wondering, when can you shift your focus towards the championship and start really focusing on what you guys need to do so when you get in the playoffs, you guys know what you need to do to make it all the way to Homestead?
I think, we tried to do that this week. I think just the best strategy for that is being aggressive and kind of going through all the different things that you need to learn as a driver. You know, I was not very good here in the spring. I felt like I left a lot on the table, with it being my first start. It was kind of, everything was new, but after that, I think I kind of went back to the drawing board and figured out, the best way to get my line moving and kind of keep my progression through the field. So we were able to do that today, and I feel like as far as the championship goes, we just have to keep doing what we're doing and hopefully get those bonus points so we don't have a situation where, if we have some bad luck in the playoffs, we can still get through.
Any additional questions for our race winner? Let's go to Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. William, Dave talked a little bit about the process you go through in kind of learning things and talking with some of the different drivers. When you're trying to learn something, what are you trying to look at, especially if you're talking to like Dale? And I know he said you guys talked this week just about controlling the front of the field. You're switching from lanes, you seem to be smooth, whereas I think like last year to me, Chase looked like he was a little bit more abrupt at times. So what, for example, how is that something where you've learned to kind of be a little bit smoother in that with relatively a little bit experience at these types of tracks?
Yeah, I mean, I think I wasn't expecting to get a lot of help this weekend. So as far as on the racetrack, but off the racetrack, it was really working with Elliott Sadler. He was a complete open book with me. And, I can't tell you how important that is as a rookie to have somebody like that. So, we were talking after qualifying about getting pushed or anything like that. And our cars seem to really drive well getting pushed. And that seems like with this new low downforce package on the Xfinity cars here, it seems like that's the hardest thing for some guys. So I feel like our cars were really stable, which made us allowed us to get pushed. And also just controlling the lanes is just all about kind of things that you learn and watching the runs in your mirror. I feel like it kind of applies at other racetracks the way that it works. And if you can apply those things, it definitely really helps when you get out front and you can kind of stall each lane.
Also, Dave talked about one thing that impressed him looking back at the Iowa race was like the second to last restart when you were in the bottom lane, the less preferred lane, and made the move to take the lead as one of those moves that really kind of stood out as like, here's another example of this kid really, really getting it, making it happen. Do you recall much about that? Was that significant of a move for you, or are there certain other things that you do on the track that make you feel like you're making progress even with this experience level that you're at?
Yeah, I think at Iowa, I think we restarted ninth, and we were all of us from 9th, 10th through 13th were all on fresh tires, and the 20 car had been really fast, and it was kind of whoever got to the quickest quickest to the front was going to, when the strategy played out, we were going to be out front. So that was a key move. I think we got from ninth to second in a couple laps, and we were able to kind of work, control our own race from there. And that makes things a lot easier. So I think, I really like those situations when we do have fresh tires and we're able to, it's about getting to the front as fast as you can. And I think we've been able to maximize that the last couple of weeks. Even today, we got four tires and we had fuel, and we had to kind of get it back up through there for the stage, and we got up to second. So that was a huge part of the race, because then that gave us the lead after that.
Additional questions for William? William, congratulations on making it two in a row. Good luck on making it three in a row next week in Kentucky, bud.
Thank you. Yeah.